friends. Yeah, Love and Morning Show, 104.3 Jam, Chicago's number one for throwbacks. Good morning, Chicago. Jen?
Yes, Ed.
I have a friend that I work with.
Okay. We're not naming names? We're not naming
names. I'm just going to say it ain't Angie and it ain't you. All right, call me petty if you want to, but this woman had the nerve to want to watch something on Netflix and ask me, could she use my Netflix password?
Wow, really?
Who does that?
Everybody
does
that.
I pay for Netflix every month, okay?
Yeah.
I'm not just going to willy-nilly let somebody use my Netflix password, because if I give it to her, then she gave it to her cousin, then people in Kentucky have my damn Netflix password.
I bet you at least 100 people have your Netflix password, thanks to our friend.
Well, guess what? Let's ask Alexa what she thinks about sharing Netflix passwords, and this is brought to you this week by Four Winds Casino. Alexa, what do you think about sharing Netflix passwords?
There are only a few scenarios in which it is acceptable for your broke ass to use someone else's Netflix password. First, if it is your homie and they are trying to help you out. The other is if it is your ex's account and they did you dirty. If that is the case, you get Netflix for life from that hole. Oh, and if you are a scumbag who did somebody dirty, don't you dare go changing that password. Your penalty for your dirty ways is to have everyone you treated like trash freeloading off of you for life. Yep. You heard that correct. I said life.
For life? For your whole life? And speaking of